Let's recap yesterday's first round of action at the Girls State Golf Championships as the Atlantic Girls Golf Team off to a great start yesterday, defending their state title at the 3A State Tourney. Atlantic shot a first day total of 339 at the Lake Panorama National Golf Club layout in Panora as they lead the field. Atlantic with a 339, that's a 51 over par total with a 6-stroke advantage over New Hampton after the first day. New Hampton shot 345, Clear Lake currently third at 362. Centerville, Kemper Catholic fifth with a 384 total. Yeah, the top five teams after day one. Individually, Brooke Newell with a terrific opening round, shooting a 2-under 70, and she shares the lead with Emily Snelling of Clear Lake, who also posted a 2-under par 70 total yesterday. That's pretty much two-horse race at the top for the medalist honor, as Snelling and Newell, they are 12 strokes clear of the rest of the field. Also for Atlantic, Bailey Newell shot an 88 on her first round. She was 13 over, tied for 13th place. Sarah Fixmer with an 89, 17 over par, was tied for 16th place. Alyssa Ginther with a 92 on the first day with a plus 20 total, and that's tied for 22nd. McKenna Denbesti shot 100. Mary Hayes a 108 in the first round for Atlantic yesterday. Also individually, Grace Davidson of Clarinda tied for 6th, shooting an opening round 12 over par 84. In the first round yesterday. They'll play another 18 holes today at Lake Panorama to determine the championships. Also in the other classes yesterday in first round of girls golf play, in Class 1A at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown, Akron Westfield with the lead, shooting a 378 total. That's 3 strokes better than West Monona with a 381, 4 strokes better than New London, who's at 382. Bowyer Valley is at 398. They're 20 strokes back and in 4th place after the first day. Individually, Sammy Jotty of CAM is 7th overall, shooting an opening round 89, while Griswold's Matea Peters is tied for 21st, posting an open round score of 99 yesterday. They'll play the second round in Marshalltown today. Class 2A at Jester Park Golf Course in Granger. Trainers well on their way to a state title. Last year's runner-up in 2A shot a 350 total in the first round, and that puts them 22 strokes out in front of both Alta Aurelia and Sumner Fredericksburg, who posted 372. Individually, Allie Anderson of Trainer is in 2nd place after the opening round, shooting a 78 on day one. She's just 1 shot back of Annika Patton of Alta Aurelia. Madeline Deitchler of Trainer is 10th overall, shooting an opening round 87 in yesterday's tournament. They'll play one more round in Granger today. Class 4A at Elmwood Country Club at Marshalltown. Dubuque Wallard has the lead, shooting a 368. They're 3 strokes better than Humboldt, who's 2nd at 371. Grinnell, Nevada, and Washington are the top 5. Creston shot a 406, Carroll a 409 as they trail the field. Ashton Carter of Creston tied for 12th after day one with a 93. Cedar Falls has a 17-stroke lead over Waukee in the Class 5A portion of the girls golf tournament. All those locations, they'll be playing one more 18-hole round today to determine the championships. In girls high school soccer last night, a regional play in Class 1A Region 1 AHSTW, a 4-3 winner over Creston to advance, while Trainer beat Riverside 10-0. In Class 1A Region 2, Kemper Catholic in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Harlan, while Underwood posting an overtime 2-1 win over Missouri Valley to advance. Also in girls soccer, in 2A Region 1, Lewis Central beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-0. Abe Lincoln over Bishop Heelan Catholic 3-2. In Class 2A Region 3, ADM over Denison 10-0, while Thomas Jefferson defeated Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey Guthrie Center by a score of 4-1, those winners all moving on in tourney play. In high school girls softball action yesterday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Creston beat Clarinda 13-7. It was Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 14-2. Western Iowa Conference play saw AHSTW beat Riverside 7-3, Tri-Center over Audubon 16-6, Missouri Valley blanking Griswold 9-0, IKM Manning a winner over CAM 12-0, Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 12-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK 18-7 over Arweva, Glidden Ralston in 9 innings over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-6. Also from the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Essex 10-0. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley over Bedford 13-6, Mount Air beating Southwest Valley 10-3, Lennox over East Union 14-0. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, St. Albert defeating Atlantic 5-2. Harlan over Denison 11-1. Clarinda beat Creston 7-3. Kemper Catholic over Lewis Central 2-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW beat Riverside 14-1. Tri-Center over Audubon 8-0. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 22-12. Trainer over IKM Manning 13-5. In the Rolling Valley, Glidden Ralston falling to Storm Lake St. Mary's 10-0. Corner Conference play saw Sydney beat Essex 17-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 12-4. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 9-3. Lennox 8-0 winners over East Union in boys baseball. Chase Utley, Logan Forsyth, and Chris Taylor combined to reach base 11 times and totaled 6 runs, helping the streaking Los Angeles Dodgers rally past the St. Louis Cardinals 9-4 last night. Utley finished a homer shy of the cycle as the Dodgers won their season-high 6th straight game. Michael Wacha needed 77 pitches to get through 3 innings, the shortest outing for a Cardinals starter this season. 3 of the 4 runs he allowed were earned last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Pittsburgh 3-0, Miami over Philadelphia 7-2, Mets over Milwaukee in 12 innings, 5-4. San Diego beat Chicago 6-2. Washington over San Francisco, 6-3. In interleague play, Toronto over Cincinnati, 6-4. Seattle beat Colorado, 10-4. L.A. Angels beat Atlanta, 9-3. In the American League, Eric Skoglund pitched 6 3rd innings of 2-hit ball in his Major League debut, helping the Kansas City Royals to beat Justin Verlander and the Detroit Tigers 1-0 last night. Skoglund, a 2014 third-round draft pick out of Central Florida, struck out 5 and walked 1. The lefty was promoted from AAA Omaha when the Royals placed Danny Duffy on the disabled list Monday with an oblique strain. Kelvin Herrera pitched the 9th to pick up his 12th save. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Cleveland over Oakland 9-4. The Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3. Texas over Tampa Bay 9-5. Boston beat the White Sox 13-7. Houston over Minnesota 7-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat Memphis 3-1. Round Rock over Omaha 2-0. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are set to travel to Houston for the NCAA baseball tournament. The Hawks are the 4th seed and will play a top-seeded Houston team on Friday. It's Iowa's second trip to a regional in 3 years under coach Rick Heller.
Yeah, it was fun to wait around and see where they were going to send us. Tough regional, that's for sure. And you know, we're looking forward to going down there and doing the best we can.
Texas A&M and Baylor collide in the other first-round game. The Hawkeyes are 38-20 after winning their first Big Ten tournament title over the weekend. The Hawkeyes grabbed that automatic bid after Sunday's 13-4 win over Northwestern.
It's been crazy. I mean, winning our first conference tournament in school history, that was obviously a lot of fun. It's been a whirlwind since that time. And being here, I mean, we're excited wherever we went. We know we're going to have confidence, and wherever we go, we're going to give it our best. So really looking forward to going to Houston and playing on Friday.
That's Iowa pitcher Nick Gallagher, who said the players were happy with the Houston location. First pitch between Houston and the Hawkeyes, 7 o'clock Friday night. That game will be televised on ESPNU. And the Iowa Energy has changed their name to the Iowa Wolves. That reflects Minnesota's recent purchase of the D-League franchise. The Timberwolves made the announcement Tuesday at Wells Fargo Arena, the 14,000-seat arena where the franchise has played since its inception in 2007. With Minnesota coach Tom Thibodeau in attendance, the Timberwolves unveiled their new affiliate's logo and colors. The Wolves' colors are navy blue and bright green, much like Minnesota's new identity, with a secondary logo featuring an outline of the state of Iowa and a large W in the middle. The D-League has added 10 teams in the last 30 months and will have a league record 26 teams in 2017-18, when it will be known as the NBA Gatorade or the G-League. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.